views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. So Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves. And we are also in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So these energetic shifts will still be available to you through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It's my pleasure to bring these amazing people onto my show to provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses and shift your challenges into possibilities. So we do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. So, what has intuition got to do with grief? While we all know what intuition is and how it can keep us from harm, many still don't trust that inner voice. And why is this? Because many people have experienced trauma, and the unresolved grief creates a block in energy and mistrust and judgment in self. Kelowna-based and internationally acclaimed intuitive consultant, psychic spirit medium. Get this. This is a long list. Ghostbuster, author, workshop facilitator, screenwriter, and corporate consultant. Natasha Rosewood empowers her clients to develop their own intuitive intelligence to clear emotional blocks and follow their bliss for great success. She is the author of 3 books. Og, I think I'm psychic and you can be too. Og, I thought you were dead and other psychic adventures. And Og, mostly true ghost stories. Natasha, I can hear your beautiful laughter in the background there. How are you this morning?
I'm great. It's lovely to hear you laugh, Colette. You know, we need more humor in this life, especially at this time, right?
Oh, yes. And, you know, you and I find this so funny because I think I met you probably about almost 2 years ago the Holistic Fair in Kelowna here. You and I both are, you were right next to me for a while and, you know, booths change, right? But I see you at this event and you and I always have a lineup and we never ever talk to each other. There's no time because there's a lineup and then you're going, you know, you run to go to the bathroom and then go back to the people. And we never, like I said to you, last time we were at the fair, I said, oh my God, I you're going to be on my show. Maybe we'll get to talk.
Exactly. This could be the longest conversation we'll ever have, Colette.
I'm just so stoked to be speaking out at the Interior Wellness Festival with you in Kamloops. And, you know, it's just, you know, I wanted to let people know you're going to be there. I'm going to be there. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But that's on the 19th, 20th, and 21st in Kamloops. I would just like for you to tell us about yourself because you are your story is so fun. Please tell us who you are and why you're doing what you're doing.
Okay, well, it's a good story. The short version is my mother had been psychic if my mother hadn't been psycho, I wouldn't be psychic. And that's a sad but true story. And, you know, she, God bless her, she was very emotionally damaged. And I grew up with that, and it was very challenging. I tried to help her and wasn't able to. So I think she motivated me to really dig deeper and figure out what was the order behind the chaos and what made people tick and how could I help people, because I certainly couldn't help her. And she's been my, I call her my upside down angel now. She's passed on. But if it hadn't been for her, I wouldn't be doing the work that I do. So I thank her for that. She's given me my life purpose, really. It's like making lemonade out of lemons or whatever you want to call it. But I've just started at 19 with a book on palmistry, and I grabbed willing victims and said, here, let me read your palm. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I soon realized that I actually did have a gift. And I've just developed and developed and developed and studied and practiced. And 45 years later, I'm just developing new programs. Ever more comprehensive programs for people. My next book will be on intuition and all the aspects of intuition that we come up against and why we don't trust it. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, you know, I want to talk about that, because people quite often will, like when they come on my radio show, they'll share a gift or something, and I usually wait and let you share that. But I thought, wow, this woman's really cool. She is, tell them what you're really doing and what you're asking people to do with this book.
Okay, well, I'd love to hear other people's stories about when they've encountered their intuition, whether they've listened to it or not, whether it's been a good experience, a bad experience. And I'm going to offer a competition here. So if anybody has a story that they'd like to share on email, and I'm going to put a deadline on this of October 31st, if I get a story, I'd love, with their permission, to be able to, and it's a good one, but you have to be a real doozy, that I can include it in my next book. And as a thank you, they can choose any one of my books signed, and I will mail it to them or deliver it, or they can come and pick it up.
Hey, they could come to the Holistic Fair. Not this, but we got to. Are you going to be at the Holistic Fair? Also,
not in October, but in November, yes.
In November, you will be there, right? So I'm putting it out there that if you have a book and they want to, it's free to get in there, right? It'd be way easier than mailing them at Christmas time.
Exactly.
I just found this out at the post office yesterday when you're mailing books out.
Yeah.
Especially to Europe, right?
Exactly.
So I just wanted to put that out there, though, that you will be there. And I just wanted to also say, because people are used to me being at that Holistic Fair, I won't be there, but I just had, I finished my Layer 4 program. I'm like you, I started a new program 2 years ago, and I'm so excited to say that I've had 17 Dragon Sayers join my board of correctors. And
wow.
So Cindy Lee Yelland is going to be at the Holistic Fair she's my first modern day Dragon Sayer, and she's going to be doing 3-card readings at the Holistic Fair while you and I are at the Interior Wellness Festival in Kamloops.
Okay.
So I found a way to I found a way to be in two places at once now.
There you go. How'd it go?
And that is from 11 till 4 at the Laurel Packard House in Kelowna, and it's totally free to get in. And in November, I'm not sure what the date is, but I'll, for October, it will be on the 21st. I just like to always give them a little plug. So, you know, you have been on this amazing journey, and you're a flight attendant, so you must have learned a lot about people.
Yes, in 8 years of flying, I would have to say that was a good basis for a PhD in psychology, which I don't have, but I found that I've got the information anyway.
People are either at their best or their worst when they're traveling. Have you noticed that?
Exactly. I've got some stories to tell you. In fact, I've got a fourth book on that. So if anybody's interested, I'll let them know.
I just would like you to just give them your email address and a subject line so that if they want to be in this book, that they know, you know, so that you can find, you know, I know you're probably like me and you have thousands of emails. So you want to, you know,
exactly.
So if you really want to do this, get in touch with Natasha at this email address, which is it? or put subject
Natasha
line.
At natasharosewood.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if they forget that, just go to natasharosewood.com and all my contact information is there. But if they could use the subject line, my intuitive story.
Okay, cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, then I just don't want people to get lost, you know, in the
email.
In email land.
Exactly.
So tell us like a little bit more, because like we're going to have to take a break pretty quick here. And we do have a caller that's been patiently waiting already. But I mean, you speak how many languages?
Five pretty well. Well, a few fluently. And I can navigate my way around Europe.
Yes.
So that's really part. I think I sometimes wonder if that's part of a highly developed frontal lobe and being psychic as well, because I think gifted psychics also have brainwave activity that's going on. But like I say, we're all psychic, we all have access to it. And the only thing that's blocking it sometimes is our grief.
Yeah, and I really want to talk about that when we come, when we come back, what I'd like to do is just let you talk for a few minutes, and the caller that's patiently waiting, if you will just wait like another 5 minutes, because I really want to talk about this this link that you have discovered that between intuition and grief, because I've never actually heard someone, I told you, I mean, I've been doing this for years and years and years, and I've never heard anyone put those two things together. I really am interested in what you have to say about that. So, you know, we need to go for a quick break here. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You're speaking with Colette Marie Stephan and my wonderful, beautiful guest today, Natasha Rosewood. And when we return, we're going to continue talking a little bit about your story, and then we'll take this caller, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. It is my pleasure to share this wonderful information with Natasha Rosewood today. Natasha, I just really want to give you 5 minutes here before we take the caller that's been so patiently waiting. Thank you. Just to explain what you mean about intuition and grief, because sometimes if more callers call in, we don't get around to that. I'm really curious.
Okay. Well, it became apparent when I started doing psychic development workshops. And, you know, in order for us, our intuition is basically sitting in our solar plexus, in our gut area, if you like, for want of a better word. I mean, there's other ways to receive intuition as well. But what I found was when I asked my participants in my workshops to go deep into their intuition, of course, they had to go down through their heart. And what happens was people got stuck there, and I'd push them a little bit, then they'd start crying. And I'd say, why are you crying? And these old traumas would come up. And I realized that these traumas had been not grieved properly or not grieved at all. And it was causing like this massive block of energy around the heart area and then not allowing the person to go down into their gut. But really what was evident to me was that on a very fundamental level, we do love ourselves. I know we say we don't, and a lot of us feel like we don't, but we really do love and honor ourselves. And we don't trust our intuition because we go, well, you know, I put myself with that drunken man again, or I went down the wrong road and then this happened to me. So I can't trust myself. This awful thing happened and they haven't grieved it. So they haven't learned to retrust themselves and maybe even acknowledge maybe that in some way that was a lesson for them. I think everything there is in every event, whether we call it a good or bad experience, there's always a gift. And until we get to acknowledge what the gift is of that trauma or event, we're never going to be re-empowered and we're never going to really trust ourselves and that inner voice that is our intuition. So I notice in my clients, and I've been reading for 45 years now, is that a lot of us are carrying around different amounts of grief. They're like clouds, or I like to call them tumors, actually, because if they don't get dispelled or melted or released, they only grow inside of us and can cause dis-ease. And when I say dis-ease, I mean just being ill at ease, or, you know, sometimes I think it is grief is like a cancer that grows unless it's healed.
Well, this is really interesting. This is really interesting that you speak of the same things that I speak of, but in a different slant slightly.
Yeah.
And, you know, about 12 years ago, I started creating my own oracle, and it's dragon cards. And, well, you've seen, you know, you've probably seen them at the holistic fair. But what's so interesting is that if we spread all these cards out on the table on any given day, 50 people will walk by and we can bury the cards and we put two decks so that there's always lots of choice. And my deck is a little bit different because I have people have them face up. And if they're attracted to that picture, it's because they're energy correcting cards. Like, so they give you knowledge and they actually do an energetic shift for you. And so many people, like if 50 people go by, 30 people will pick the same card. And the reason that they are attracted to that one is because that's the leading weakness for that day at that place.
Yes.
That the people see, people are very, I find like there, it's no accident that you and I are speaking today on this radio show at this time.
Right.
You know, this is,
absolutely.
You know, this is because when you really think about all the people in the world that you could meet, and you are flight attendants,
yes.
You know, that, you know, yes. you know, and my story is similar to yours in a way that it was my parent that pushed me over the cliff to fly and do this because my dad became very ill and was paralyzed from head to foot at the age of 68 in 36 hours. He went from owning his business and walking around and being normal to being totally paralyzed and only being able to blink his right eye. He had Guillain-Barré syndrome. And so he had to learn how to walk and talk and eat and breathe, just breathe. You know what I mean? And so that was a huge, huge learning experience. And then when my niece, you know, shortly after my dad passed, my niece was in a car accident and, you know, her friend died at the scene and they revived my niece and her story. A remote healer worked on her and she's amazing. She's amazing. She's married, she has two children, she's modeling, she's gorgeous, she's got the same beautiful essence that she always has had. And when I saw that happen, that's when I got into psychic work, you know, and it's so quite often I have found that people rarely really push into their intuition and push themselves in this way unless they have something like that happens. And they have to turn inward to be able to find the answers because no experts can give them any answers, you know?
Well, you know, I would say, Colette, that when some clients come to me and sometimes I can help them with a past life regression because I feel it's connected to the past. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's in this lifetime. Sometimes it's from childhood. And sometimes I do feel like a counseling process is a good thing. But, you know, it's got to be a counselor that's able to draw out the person's grief.
Exactly, because that person is expressing their grief in a way that's unique for them. And once they do that, don't you find that they shift?
Absolutely. Just validating a client that's saying, for me to say, I can't imagine what that was like, but it must have been very painful for you. It just releases a kind of, it's like deflating a bubble. And the bubble was the grief, and it's like, letting it, you know, like a balloon, you let it go off around the room.
I love how you, I see it like running around the room trying to, you know, letting out air, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we've had this caller patiently waiting and I'd really like to get to her. So, you know, and then we'll continue on here. Carter, do we have Ulith here?
Yeah, Ulith from Vancouver. You're on here.
Hello.
Hi, Ulith. What can we do today, Ulith?
I'm just outside my office right now, and I'm still in the training phase that I was telling you about the last time I called. Mm-hmm. And they identified some gaps in the training process because there were certain things that were just not clicking for me. Mm-hmm. And I just have a tremendous amount of anxiety about performance or lack of performance. Is sort of, you know, I feel like in the next couple of weeks I'd be done, but I'm just really nervous about it.
Okay. So you know how I like to get a baseline for people, like on a scale of 0 to 10 right now, zero being I'm totally neutral, cool as a cucumber, and 10 being hair on fire, panic, where are you?
I'd say I'm at about a 7.
Okay. So yeah. Natasha I'm getting that Natasha has some very valuable information for you here. So go for it, Natasha.
Okay. Hi, Ulith. Well, you know, you, like many, many other people, I'm hearing you suffering from the I'm not good enough syndrome. But, of course, that I'm not good enough syndrome is rooted in different events and circumstances for each of us. So, you know, in a 30-second thing on this radio, you know, I prefer to sit down with you, obviously, and work with you as a client and at least work with you in an hour. But, you know, to ask yourself the questions, I think it's not the information, but to ask yourself the question, when did this start? What triggered it? And whatever event it was, how did it make it feel about you? So different things happen to different people, and some of us can come out of it unscathed, and others are paralyzed for life. So, what
Natasha, I just want to interrupt just for a second, because what in your experience, why is that? Why is it that some people can have a horrendous, horrible things happen, and they still smile, and they don't? It doesn't affect them the same way that, like there was just a siren that went off, and that can trigger people.
Yeah, exactly. So we've all had many, many lifetimes. We're all composites of lots of different aspects in various ratios. And that's what makes us so interesting and wonderful, because we're unique. But we're all going to, because of those composites or our past experiences that trigger us or don't trigger us, that's why it's going to have a different impact. Plus your level of self-esteem. And I deal a lot in past lives, Eula, so it's where have you come from and where's the original pain, where's the original event? So, you know, this performance, I'm going to throw this out at you, is standing in front of a group of people is for most people the most terrifying thing to do. But I feel this comes from past lives where we've been persecuted or killed or tossed out or exiled or punished in horrendous ways. And no wonder we're carrying that terror still of standing up in front of a group of people, because if we don't pass in our own minds, we are triggered by that old experience. So it's very useful. I don't say it's the only way to do this, but very useful to go back to the original event. And it might be in this lifetime or another lifetime. But even if it was in a past lifetime, you would have carried this through. This would just keep repeating itself until it gets healed. And this fear that you're feeling is just coming up so you can take a look at it. It's like your spirit saying, hey, Eula, we need to heal this once and for all. So let's take a really good look at it and change, put you back in the power seat.
So, Natasha, I don't want to interrupt you, but we have to go for a break. But, Eula, okay. If you have time still, can you hang on to through the break? And then we'll come back and we'll check in with you. I'm Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and also at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com if you're interested in energy correcting cards and paintings. And my layer 1, 2, 3, 4, the foundation of my program, is now complete, my coloring book manuals. So the layer 4 manuals will be up for sale on my website in the next few days. It's been kind of our days have been full. And so we're going to come back after this and check in with Eulith, and Natasha will just see how she's doing and if she's starting to feel like a shift here. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We have Natasha Rosewood here. Natasha and I are so excited because we're going to be participating in the upcoming Interior Wellness Festival, and that will be in Kamloops at the, what is the mall? Do you know the correct pronunciation for the mall there?
Oh, no, I don't. Is it like Safari,
Kalahi? Sahila.
Yeah, something like that.
You speak seven languages. Yeah, I'm sure you have.
I know.
It will sound beautiful.
I think that's Hawaiian or something. It sounded Hawaiian when I read it.
And so do you...
one I don't speak.
Are you... Can you... Do you want to just share with us what you're going... Because we lost Yulith and we're waiting to see if she's going to be able to call back. And so if not, we'll just... You know, she can listen to this later and
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But I just,
so what I was getting,
Go ahead.
Sorry. What I was getting psychically with her also is that there's from this lifetime with you, there's a, from her background, there's a cultural kind of, I want to say, restriction. And it was pretty powerful for her. Pretty powerful. And I know I've been in some cultures where women have been mightily suppressed. And I can't imagine what it's like climbing out of that as a woman in the modern world. But it's going to leave a huge imprint and, you know, a huge fear of if I break out, what's going to happen to me? Is there going to be a punishment? And that's why I'm all about taking people, visualizing their future and seeing it, seeing in that future that they are empowered, that they are safe. And once they decide that they're safe, they get into a high frequency. And when we're in that high frequency, we only attract the good. It's only when we're in the lower frequencies with fear and guilt, we kind of expect bad things to happen to us when the fear perpetrates. So we need to recalibrate into that high frequency, you know, with some ongoing visualization. It may not be an overnight thing, but to choose our own future and choose that this is the way it's going to be for us and come from that place of power. We're just with our own lives.
Yeah. And
does
you know what
sense?
I'm, yeah, totally. You said it beautifully because you and I were talking through the break and, you know, the past, you clear it and to strengthen your future. A lot of times now I'm finding that my clients, when I test energetically, is this from the past? Is this present or is this future? Future goes weak. So I, you know, when something goes weak energetically, people who have fear, women who have fear, are rarely feeling safe to have babies, you know, like to bring new life or to birth anything into this world. And so, you know, we use our, like, I love what you said about the sacral chakra and the diaphragm.
Yeah.
And the breathing
yeah.
and the solar plexus and how that is, you know, because I've been painting this dragon deck for, like I said, 12 years, and these are big paintings. And while I'm working on them, I'm putting crystal energy and actual crystals and I'm energetically working on what's going on in the world at that time. And the shortest I've ever done a painting was in 3 months, and the longest was 3 years. And I laughed when you said that, because that painting was courage from the solar plexus. It took me 3 years to finish her.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the card. I usually pick a card. So that's the card of the day, is the courage card. And I'm getting that, like, your beautiful words of wisdom have a healing effect on that solar plexus issue, because you have, you know, you spoke about how you went through this trauma with your mother. And even a mother that is not, like, you know, psychotic or whatever, you know, mothers worry, and mothers, you know, the babies don't come with a manual.
No.
And so that's why, like, my book is about a mother's worry. That's the leading weakness for any child. And I'm meeting a lot of younger people now, clients, in their 20s and 30s, that are saying they don't know if they ever are going to have children. They don't know if they, you know, there's a lot of people saying this to me right now. And, you know,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, so would you like to kind of address that? Like, because this cultural thing, you've traveled, you've met all these people from all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel is the common factor?
Well, I think there's a lot of fear out there. I mean, we're looking at the environment, what's happening there. There's been terrorism. There's been political people, shall we say, making things much scarier. And a lot of younger people, I'm finding the millennials are saying, no, you know, we can't bring people into the world because maybe the earth may not be here, or something bad's going to happen. And what I say to all of them is, this has been written for eons, that this period in time is a cleansing. And those political figures that are bringing, I want to say, they're bringing the sludge to the surface so it can be healed and cleaned. And so we're going to go through this uncomfortable time, shall we say, and come out the other side, those of us who have the courage to stay in the light, to stay positive, to stay laughing, that we're going to come out the other side and it's going to be a much, much better world. And so I promote that, because that's the message I've been given. It's in my first book. I was given this I was in a trance for four days, and I was given all kinds of information about the future of the planet. And this was pre-fax. You know, we didn't have faxes or computers then. So it's, again, a long time ago. But the messages were like, yes, the energy is going to speed up. Yes, it's going to get very tricky. This is why we need our intuition, to really listen to our own voice, not anybody else's, not the media, not the politicians, not the 6 o'clock news. Just feel our way through this. And if we've got grief in the way of that, we're not going to be able to trust that in a voice. So I want to empower everybody to see a positive future, to add to the light, not to be in fear. We've got to hold laughter and light and love in our hearts.
I love that. I love that. Because, you know, I love that you're mentioning laughter. That's why my show is called The Truth is Funny. It makes
absolutely
people laugh.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
Colette, can I just give people a very quick tip of one way to deal with grief, which is from the Buddhists, and you'll like this one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've had an event that you just really can't get past, or somebody you can't forgive, or something you're ashamed of, write the incident out as it happened in the first person, like, I did this happened to me. Second version is as if it happened to somebody else. So you're witnessing what happened to somebody else, which is with somebody else's you, of course. And then the third version, you write it out as if it's the funniest thing that ever happened to you.
I
and
love
give it
that.
Some humor.
You know,
it works.
That is so, I just love this. I can tell that you are a very gifted author by saying that.
Thank you.
You know, because, you know, don't you find that people rarely rise to the occasion when they're really comfortable? And you and I both were talking about how full our days are right now. And,
yes.
And a lot of people are telling me this, like, there's only so many hours in the day. Things have sped up because information equals energy. So the more information we have, it's not necessarily accurate and it's not necessarily inaccurate. And so there has to be some sort of mechanism that people have to tap into the information and understand if it's in alignment with where they want to go or not. And if that person is in alignment with their goals or not. And really, it's not, I loved how you said it, it's not about a good or bad experience, because that's what we're here to do. Is to experience life. And if we don't judge what happens, then we can observe, like you say. You know, right now I'm working on dragon number 61 of 64 in the deck. And her name is Insightful. And she's an eagle, an eagle dragon, you know. And when you get that insight, when you're flying like and observing yourself, I love that idea, what you said, because you're addressing the past, you're addressing the present, and you're addressing the future. You're doing it with sadness, you're doing it with humor, and you're doing it with clarity. That's a beautiful exercise. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome. And you know, Colette, I feel that the past, present, and future are all one.
Of course they are, but we would go crazy trying to do them all at once. Haven't you noticed?
I already am, so it's too late for that.
I was looking at your bio and I thought, is she, like I said this to Elizabeth Beads, who's running the Interior Wellness Festival, when I read her bio. And you know, I said, like, did you do this all in one lifetime or in is this past and present and future?
I know.
And so
crazy.
You know, it's just like you are very clearly dedicated to this. And, you know, we still don't have Eulith back, and we have a couple minutes here before we go to the next break. So I would just like for you to share, when we're at the Interior Wellness Festival, do you know what times you're on, and, you know, what are you doing?
I know I'm on 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and I'm going to do another talk on intuition, and it's basically about how to trust more and worry less. So giving people 10 tips on what they can do to access their intuition and how they can know even when they think they don't know.
That is beautiful. I love it. And just for those of you out there, I'm going to have an exhibit. Will you have a booth out there?
I definitely will. I'll be doing readings, selling my books, and I'll be doing a talk.
Okay, so people can find you in the exhibitors booth?
In
the main market?
I'm in the central, I forget the name of it, Colette, but I'm in the central area, not outside, but inside.
Yeah.
And I'm sharing a table. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'll be doing 50-minute readings for $40, and that will include a mini palm, psychic, and card reading.
Cool.
I talk fast.
Yeah, I can tell. I've seen you in action. Like, because there's always a long lineup at our booth, like I said, and we can never talk, so this is the most we've
crazy.
Ever...
and oh, no, it's wonderful.
I'm going to be there. Be Irresistible will be Fat Wallet Skinny Jeans, Clearing Inherent Energy Patterns Regarding Money and Weight Gain. And that is at 2:30 and 3:30 on Saturday. And I will be also doing an energetic upgrade talk at 1:30 to 2:30 on Sunday. I'll have a booth in the same area where you are. And I'm doing a soul talk. I feel so honored to be given a soul talk on the Friday night dinner. So we have to go for a break. We'll be right back. This is Colette Marie Steffen. I have Natasha Rosewood. We'll come back after this short break.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health, Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and I have Natasha Rosewood here with me. We've been talking about intuition and how to fine-tune it, and also what the connection of grief and resolving the grief, how it can empower you to be in a more intuitive state so that you can get answers for yourself and for others at these trying times. So we do have another caller here. Natasha, are you up for another caller here?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Carter, can you please put Roll on?
Yeah, Roll from Seattle.
Yeah, I'd be fine.
Hi, Raul. I'm good, thanks.
Hello, please.
Good morning. How are you, Raul?
I'm hanging in there, Colette, but doing a lot better, except for my lower back that has been in pain for a long time.
Okay, so okay. This is interesting, right? So I'm going to get a baseline from you. We only have a short time here, but if you give me a baseline, 0 to 10, 10 being, you know, it's really excruciating, 0 being it's neutral, where are you on that scale?
I'll say 7. It's just constant.
Okay, so it's constant, and I'm getting it's nagging.
Okay. Who's okay. Nagging me?
Natasha.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm getting your name right. Raul, is that correct?
Correct, yes. Thank you.
Okay. So low back pain, Raul, is often associated with fear of survival. And like nobody has your back, so to speak, concern about money or love or just, you know, it's very primal base fears about survival. What I do feel with you, and I don't know if you'd agree with me, but I feel there's a feeling of that you have been disempowered in the past. I don't know if it was a male energy, a father, a teacher or somebody like that, but it's left you feeling that you don't feel like quite up for taking care of yourself and or other people. So I don't know if I'm on the right track here, but I feel like I want to empower you. And there's a few, I'm just going to give you a very quick tip here because we don't have much time. I'm going to suggest that you get yourself a compliment journal and get a nice notebook and write down something every day that you really like about yourself. And if somebody else says something good to you that you like, you write that in. And every night before you go to bed, you read that. So it reinforces your subconscious as you're sleeping what a fantastic guy you are.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
Okay, thank you.
How do you feel about that?
I
just want to check in with you, Raul. Do you feel a shift at all here?
Well, it's a great advice. You know, I'm about to fly away on my own, and you know, great timing for that great advice. As you know, Colette, yeah.
Well, Raul has called in the past on the show, and we've worked together. And the thing is, he's selling his home and he's moving to another country to be with this beautiful woman. And so he's been going through this process. So you nailed it, Natasha.
Okay. And also, does he also already have two children?
What do you say? I'm sorry.
Do you have two children?
No, but
she does. Do you have two children?
She does.
He does. Okay.
She does. Good. She does, not him.
Oh, she does. Okay, yes. Good. So I think that's part. I don't know if that's part of fear. You know, it's the responsibility. But just anything you can do. I mean, that may not be the thing you want to do, Ro. But anything you can do to remind yourself, write out every day what a great guy you are. And of course, you can do this with the help of your intuition, your inner guidance, and your higher self, because you're already programmed for success. Once you acknowledge that you can do it, it takes courage. That back pain will just magically disappear.
Yeah. And Raul, yeah. I just wanted to ask you right now, what number are you at? Has it shifted at all?
Well, definitely five.
It's coming up, like just right now. I just wanted to share this with you, that that it's coming up that, you know, it goes away and then it comes back, goes away and comes back, and that's I'm hearing that it's going to come back, right, Natasha? You can feel that. So we're just going to strengthen you. That what comes back is all the wonderful, wonderful things that are going to happen because you have decided to step into your true power and be yourself, your authentic self, and take this huge move. You know, this is lot of people would not do this. And you're talking to Natasha, who was a flight attendant for many years and speaks seven languages and has been in many countries and dealt with people from all around the world. And so when we start getting the perspective from people all around the world, we start to recognize that we're more than who we are because we start to see ourselves in different ways. And so that's that's what's coming up. Natasha, go ahead.
Thank you. Raul, I don't know if you identify the male energy that I'm talking about that I feel like put you down or repressed you in some way, do you?
It could be my father, of course, that I left when I was very little, or, you know, the male energies around my family in general that have been very weak.
Okay, so I want you to, there's another technique you can do is you don't have to approach them in the real world or if they're still here, you know, just in spirit, have them sit across from a chair, pretend they're sitting in the other chair, and just express how hurt you were by what they said to you and tell them the truth of who you really are because you're not who they said you were. Who are you really? Mm. And who do you wish to become?
I love that because this is what many clients are saying right now to me is I feel so empty. I don't know who I am. And I say, good. Let's fill that up with who you want to be.
That's right. You've got a blank canvas here. Canvas. So fill it up with what you want.
Thank you for calling in, Raul. We're this is in Radio Land. Time goes so fast.
Thank you so much
for calling in.
Thank you, Natasha.
You're welcome.
All right, lots of love.
Bye,
Natasha. We have 2 minutes left here, so I would like you to just share your contact information with everybody again, just to make sure that they know how to reach you.
Okay, website is natasharosewood.com, email natasha@natasharosewood.com, and you can also call me on 778-558-2832, that's in Kelowna, and if you lose all that information, just remember Natasha Rosewood, and you can find me.
Natasha, it would be impossible to forget you. Thank you very, very much for sharing your beautiful, beautiful wisdom and your laughter and you know, I really, really enjoyed having you on the show today. And just
thank you.
And you know, I'm so happy that we finally got to talk after a year and a half.
Yeah, and thank you, Colette, for giving me the opportunity to talk about grief and intuition.
Oh, you're so very welcome. It's my pleasure to share this transforming information with people. You know, that's why I have this radio show. I want to highlight all these beautiful people that are stepping up and doing all these wonderful things. And, you know, I want to thank Carter for producing the show today and Pat, Dr. Pat, for giving all of this opportunity to share this wonderful information on Transformation Talk Radio. That is another wonderful powerhouse of a woman. So, yeah, thank you so much. Thank you to everybody listening, to Yulith for calling in. Also, sorry we didn't get to finish with you. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.